Is it okay to bring your own food to a restaurant? John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON.
And a cool day again today, highs in the low 60s. And then we have a storm coming tomorrow. This was an awesome little thread of conversation on a Reddit post of a student who went to this pizza place that her and her friends always liked, that always came complimentary, a side of garlic sauce. Mm. She doesn't like garlic, doesn't agree with her, so she asked for ranch, and they said it would cost her more. So the next time, she brought her own ranch in, and her friends were mortified. So we're thinking, where's the line, right? Is it okay to bring some condiments? Is it okay to bring actual food? What do you think? 833-287-1037.
I have so many different thoughts on this because it's a slice of my personal life. And I also, as did you, Tammy, I know, we were both servers at restaurants for a very long time at early parts of our career. Both servers. I got a lot of different thoughts. Love to hear what you think about it. 833-287-1037. Jackie, bringing your own food into a restaurant.
As a person who works in the service industry, unless, like, you have an allergy or something, then no.
So it's okay to bring your own wine bottle in and get your wine corked, but it's not okay to bring your bottle of ranch dressing and get your ranch corked.
Probably no.
I love the fact that you work in the service industry, but where's the cutoff line? Like, why is a bottle of wine coming to the restaurant okay, but not a bottle of ranch?
Probably because they charge a corking fee.
I would honestly be okay with that one, but if you're bringing, like, an entree, like,
yeah,
if you're going with your friends and you don't like what's at the restaurant and you go to another restaurant and bring, like, the bag in and unpack it all, it's just...
And that's happened to you, obviously.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And then they just try and order a bunch of stuff to add on top of it, and it just kind of gets a little bit weird at that point. If you have an allergy to something, absolutely. Go ahead.
I think we all make that as a given.
See, I don't agree with the woman that brought her own ranch dressing in. Now listen, if you're at a place and you don't want the garlic sauce and then you say, I want ranch dressing, and they say, we don't have ranch dressing, then I think it might be more okay for her to bring ranch dressing next time. I mean, because you don't want to pay the 35 cents extra for the ranch dressing.
Well, you know what I was about to say. I'm like, how much extra is the sauce?
Right.
Probably $1.50. That's usually what it is when you get some on the side.
Well, if you want the ranch that much, help out the restaurant industry and pay the $1.50.
I'm just saying, if you say, I don't want the garlic side, now the restaurant isn't serving that to you, so they're saving a little money. I don't know. Listen, I've seen it too, though. I watched this on one of my Real Housewives when she was training for a bodybuilding competition. Yeah. When they would all go out to eat together, she had a baggie of her own chicken and her own broccoli, and she's sitting in a space, though, and that is wrong.
Grandpa's wife used to do that, and we'd be mortified by it. She was always on a fad diet, so she'd always have baggies and Tupperware of food in her purse.
Yeah.
No matter where we went, we'd have this great meal, man. And she'd be pulling out her little baggies, and she's defiant about it.
Yeah.
I dare you to say something.
This is awesome. I'm going to talk about this at work now, because now I want to hear my opinion.
Now, here's the thing. If you have, like, a table full of people, and everybody's ordering, right, and you're Jackie, you're the server and doing that, but one person at the table is bringing out their own crap, how much is that really hurting someone, though?
Is it okay to bring your own food to a restaurant?
And where's the line? Well, I'm allergic to this, so I need my own condiment. Okay.
Right, let's forget all allergies.
Is it ever okay to bring your own condiment? I mean, you're allowed to bring wine to a restaurant. What's the cutoff? That's what I want to know.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy in the morning on KSON. John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON. Following the story that Tammy was telling, a Reddit post that kind of went crazy. College student didn't want to have the garlic sauce on a pizza. They charged extra for ranch dressing at the restaurant, so he brought his own ranch dressing into the restaurant, causing his friends to go, OMG, what are you doing? Actual quote. Is it okay to bring your own food into a restaurant? Martin and El Cajon, what's your take, man?
Well, you know, the ranch thing, it's funny you bring that one up, because my son is very picky about which restaurants have good ranch.
Yes,
and
I know.
All ranch tastes different, does it not?
It does.
You're going to a restaurant to pay for the experience. You're not there to have a picnic and bring your own stuff. So I think you have to really walk that line carefully so you're not, you know, they're there for a business. They're trying to make a living.
It's
totally true. Thanks, Martin. Let's go to Patty in Encinitas. Patty, what's your take? What can you bring to a restaurant? Where's the line?
Well, you know, I'm a gluten-free, and when we go out to sushi, I bring my own tamari. The guys at our sushi place, they're fine with it because they don't have it, and that's never even been an issue.
So the food itself, you say the line is actually bringing food, but condiments are a different thing.
I think so. I mean, if they don't offer it, why not?
I'm bringing my own salad bar to a restaurant next time. I'm set it up there, a couple of sawhorses, right. Some buckets. I'm going to make my own salad bar. Why not?
All right. Thanks, Patty. Chandra's in Fallbrook. Go ahead. What do you think? Where's the line? What can you bring? What shouldn't you bring? Should you bring anything to a restaurant?
Me personally, if a restaurant is giving some condiments for free but wanting to charge for other condiments, then that's on the restaurant, because you can't be like, hey, we'll offer you this for free, but you have to pay for this, even though you're already buying some of our pizza.
I don't agree with that. That's a restaurant. They can do what they want to do. If they want to charge more for ranch, then that's what you're going to do if you want to eat at that restaurant.
Yes, but John, then you lose the potential of having a customer buying a full pizza simply because you won't give them ranch.
Right, so I see what you're saying. I'm going to come in and buy that large pizza, but I'm bringing my own ranch. I guess I can understand
that. The story is, don't put ranch on pizza. I mean, let's just go ahead and say it. It's a crime against humanity.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, honey. Thank you. Amy is in Escondido. Amy, go ahead. What do you think? Where's the line?
Good morning. I mean, I would have to say that you just need to make your customers happy, because then you'll get a bigger tip.
That's a good way to look at it.
If you have a table full of people and one person, maybe, you know, like a table of four, yeah, and you have one person that brings their own food, you're making that group happy.
Right.
Oh, that's a good point, I guess. Yeah,
that's a good way to look at it. Thank you.
By the way, thank you so much. Keep the family happy. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Love it.
By the way, to keep you up to date with our current story,
yes,
I just texted my girlfriend, and things are going very well. Deal breaker, ranch on pizza.
Oh, my God.
And we're awaiting the text right now. So.
All right. Thank you, honey. All right, let's go to Ashley in El Cajon. Ashley, what's your take? Where's the line?
So you just don't do it. I mean, if you can't afford to buy a side of ranch, you probably shouldn't be going to the restaurant anyways. Now, I will say, when we go out for, like, sushi, I will bring something for my children to eat because they're not going to eat sushi.
That's a good point. I never thought about the fact that we used to bring snacks for our kids when they were that age, and we were like, no, we're not going to Chuck E. Cheese again.
Yeah. Hi, honey. So where's the line? Can you bring condiments? We know you can bring wine to restaurants. They just charge you a corking fee. Where's the line? Where does it start and stop?
So I think it's hard. I mean, I'm a little bit more gracious than other people. Maybe it just stems from, like, how I grew up. I used to be that kid that would go to the birthday parties and my friends' parties with the food, and I'd have to not order because I didn't have enough money. So I was that one that would bring my own stuff. And so as a server in the past, I gave people grace. If people at their restaurant were eating and they didn't eat and they had their own stuff, then hey, whatever, at least you have your party eating with me. So hey, I will say though, I have some friends from college that just went to a bar and they brought their own lasagna and just had drinks. I don't know what to say about it.
No. I know what to say about it. No. Hey, you got a bigger table. I want to set up my lasagna platter here.
Yeah,
what?
They had their lasagna and they said, bring your own lasagna, and they had their beer in the background.
Yeah, no, that's not
this,
right.
Oh, wait a second. Is this a bar that serves food?
I want to say possibly.
Wow.
Yeah,
no.
That's
then
wrong.
No.
We agree on that. All right.
Take care.
All right. Thank you.
To follow up with our even bigger story, I got a response back from my girlfriend, Amy.
Yes.
Hello, Tammy.
She likes ranch on pizza?
Not on pizza. Not on. Now she's being technical with me.
Right.
She's being all legal. Mm-hmm. Not on pizza. But yes, sometimes I like to dip my pepperoni pizza in a little ranch.
Yeah.
I don't like it, quote unquote, on a pizza.
I see that. Like, if I have a little piece of crust left, I will definitely, especially if there's nothing left out, there's no cheese, nothing, I'm going to dip in the ranch.
I've got three dots indicating an upcoming
text. Oh, God, we don't have time for this.
You've been sitting next to me while I've done it. Don't act surprised. Wow, there's a stern talking to.